Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? We are here on Wrestling Observer Live, Monday, November 24th. You are joined by the sultry tones of one filthy Tom Lawler, and we are here every Monday through Friday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, with my boy Andrew Zarian, and then Saturday mornings with Mr. Jim Valley from 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. As always, do I need to say it? We have tons of news to get into here today on the show. A packed past weekend of wrestling ahead of another packed weekend of wrestling upcoming. On the show today, we will have AEW Full Gear results from the pay-per-view presented, of course, and don't you forget it, by DC Comics. This show was a continuation of sorts of blood and guts, as there were both blood and guts aplenty, along with some surprise turns, new champions up and down the card, and we will talk about that later on, along with all the other top-notch wrestling action across a variety of flavors that were presented on the show. We will have full SmackDown results from Friday night in the mile-high city of Denver, Colorado. Of course, this upcoming weekend is the Survivor Series pay-per-view from Petco Park in San Diego, California. Tonight, we have WWE Raw from Oklahoma City. And, of course, Survivor Series this weekend, as I mentioned. Brian Alvarez and I were on assignment this past Saturday night at Relentless Wrestling in Spokane, Washington, so we could talk about that, along with New Japan World Tag League results and standings. We will get into all of that and more after the break.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Filthy Tom Lawler back here on Wrestling Observer Live. No Brian Alvarez, no Mike Sempervivi, although they're both in my thoughts today. As I go through all of the wrestling news and results from the past weekend, this upcoming week, luckily, it's mostly wrestling related. Not too many scandals this week. Seems like most people are in good health, even after a ton of dangerous action over the past few weeks. So we can get into a little bit of the wrestling news. And then in the next couple of segments, I will give a full rundown of SmackDown from Friday, along with a full report of AEW Full Gear. Of course, tonight, the big show on Mondays, ever since the mid to early 90s, Monday Night Raw, coming to us from the Paycom Center in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. So they will be there live tonight. I believe SmackDown was taped last Friday, and then Saturday will be the pay-per-view from San Diego, California. Of course, this week we have the Thanksgiving week schedule, so I believe this show will be off on possibly Thursday and Friday. Is that correct, Dom?
For sure, Thursday. I don't know what Brian's planning for Friday.
Well, no one knows what Brian's planning ever. So we'll be here, not Thursday, but probably the rest of the week. Anyways, tonight we have the Raw show, and set to open the show will be Roman Reigns. Of course, last week from Madison Square Garden, both Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns were added to the upcoming War Games match this Saturday on their respective teams. Brock Lesnar coming out and joining Paul Heyman's Vision along with Drew McIntyre, as it will be Lesnar, McIntyre, Braun Breaker, Bronson Reed, big Bronson Reed, a man I have tangled with multiple times in the past, and Logan Paul, the Maverick. And they will take on the world champion Cody Rhodes, the other world champion CM Punk, Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, and the OTC, the original tribal chief himself, Roman Reigns. So Roman Reigns will open the show. Brock Lesnar also set to appear. There will be a men's War Games advantage match. Not quite sure who will be involved. However, the winner will then get the advantage on Saturday for their team in the War Games cage. In the Last Time Is Now tournament, the quarterfinal match, I believe maybe we have brackets. At least we have quarterfinals set. We don't know if they will then face each other. However, tonight we have Gunther taking on Carmelo Hayes. Carmelo Hayes with a big win on Friday night to move on in the tournament. And Solo Sikoa will take on another man who had a big win on Friday night in the tournament. And that, of course, is Penta in the other quarterfinal match. Ahead of their upcoming contest on Saturday, Dominic Mysterio will present his comments. He will address his enemy and give his comments on the U.S. champion, John Cena. Or, I'm sorry, the Intercontinental champion. Gosh! What a bonehead I am. Can't keep these titles straight. John Cena, the Intercontinental champion, after defeating Dominic Mysterio 2 weeks ago in Boston to become a Grand Slam champion. And also, Becky Lynch will speak after losing the Women's Intercontinental Championship to Maxine Dupri last Monday in Madison Square Garden. Now, before we went to the break, I mentioned that Brian and I were on assignment this past weekend. We were in Spokane, Washington for the Relentless Monumental 2 show, which took place at the Northern Quest Casino in Airway Heights. Beautiful place, beautiful venue, great casino. Brian and I were only approached by about three or four meth heads inside, despite the beautiful surroundings. Maybe they need to pick up the security. Not quite sure what the deal was. But Brian and I had a great time watching a stacked show, really. I'll just mention a few matches that were on the show. It opened with Royce Isaacs, a man that I have great familiarity with, both teaming with, battling against, a former member of Team Filthy, one of my good friends. And he took on Cedric Alexander in the opener. And then in the main event, it was capped off. The night was capped off by TJP battling against one Nick Nemeth in a just fantastic match between some of the best pro wrestlers that you could see in today's day and age. Nick Nemeth and TJP, champions across many promotions, across decades. So it was a pleasure getting to watch those two battle it out. Brian and I were on commentary with one Will Large Man, who is the play-by-play man for Relentless Pro. But we also had an opportunity to interview not only the main eventer, the headliner of the show for Monumental 2, Nick Nemeth, but also a man whose story is, I mean, just beyond inspirational. Like, as someone who's coming off an injury, being able to interview, but more importantly, really just listen to this man, really put things in perspective and gave me a lot of clarity. And that man, of course, is Chris Bey. Who suffered an injury 13 months ago. Many thought to be career ending. He was told that he had, I think, 10 to 25% chance to walk again in his life. And it's, I don't want to say miraculous to see him back up on his feet and moving around, because as we've seen, he's a tremendous athlete and has a great work ethic. But it really is awe-inspiring to talk to him, to see him moving around, to hear his story. And hopefully that'll be up soon on figure4wrestlingonline.com, wrestlingobserver.com. We did about 30 minutes interview with each guy, and I mean, I can't wait to go back and listen to it. So hopefully Brian does his job and uploads that stuff soon. Now, in following along in the world of wrestling news from across the Pacific, we'll go to New Japan Pro Wrestling and the World Tag League 2025. They're coming off night three in the tournament, and there is one team that sits atop all of the others in Block A, and that is Toru Yano and Oleg Bolton, as they defeated Satoshi Kojima and Taichi in the second round matchup here. So Yano and Bolton sit at 4 points. Taichi and Kojima, Goto and Yoshihashi, Desperado and Shuji Ishikawa, Yota Tsuji and Gabe Kidd, Shingo Takagi, Joel Maloney, Evil and Don Fale, all at 2 points, sitting with 1-1 records. Yano and Oleg Bolton at 2-0. And then Yujiro and Chase Owens, a big goose egg in the A block. And in the B block, they've only had one match so far for each team, but Shota Umino, Yuya Uemura, Finley and Hiromu, which is a great team, Zack Sabre and Oiwa, and Monster Sauce, Lance Archer and Alex Zane, who are my sleeper pick to win this tournament, are all in the lead with one win at 2 points. Tanahashi and LP, El Fantasmo, are at zero. Yuto Ice and Oscar, the current IWGP World Tag Team Champions, also at 0 points. Great O'Conn and Callum Newman, and Ren Narita and Sonata also coming in with that big goose egg. We have a match or a show coming up tonight in the B block, and then we will move on in that tournament. Upcoming in the next segment, we will get into full SmackDown results from last Friday. After that, we could talk the AEW Full Gear pay-per-view, and we will get to all of that after the break. Bomba Clot!
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Filthy Tom Lawler back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Let's get right into this SmackDown review from Friday night. SmackDown Live on USA from Denver, Colorado, the original home of the UFC. For those of you that forget, many years ago, 32 years ago, I believe. Something like that. 30, I don't know. I can't count. Anyways, after a bunch of the notable superstars on tonight's card were shown arriving, the Vision, the new Vision of Bronson Reed, Bron Breakker, the Maverick, Logan Paul, and Paul Heyman went to the ring. They really didn't say a whole lot. Paul had the mic, Paul Heyman. He pretty much talked about how great Bronson Reed was, how awesome Bron Breakker was, how spectacular the Maverick Logan Paul was. Really not a whole lot of importance other than how dominant they will be at War Games along with Drew McIntyre and Brock Lesnar. And this brought out the Usos. The Usos came down the entrance ramp. Paul Heyman threatened them with the numbers advantage in the ring for a brawl. But they said, look, we're not stupid. We didn't come here alone. And Cody's music hits. And as they looked back, awaiting the American Nightmare for backup, he was nowhere to be seen. And a camera crew ran towards Cody's tour bus, where we saw Drew McIntyre exiting the tour bus, having beaten the ever-living crap out of Cody. He beat him to a living death, battered him on, left him laying on the bus steps, and then the Usos and the medics arrived and tended to our fallen champion, Cody Rhodes. Did not look good for this man. We had JD McDonagh be the unfortunate soul to answer this week's U.S. title open challenge. You know, I love me some hard-hitting wrestling. I love seeing two big chests bumping meat. I love it. But what I would not love is to get in there with Ilya Dragunov. Week after week, this man is battering his opponents, beating the snot out of them and each other. They did multiple spots in this match centered around Dragunov's torpedo headbutt, ramming into McDonagh's oversized cranium. At one point, JD hit a fantastic moonsault for a near two count fall, but Dragunov fought on. He hit a torpedo Moscow, a power bomb, went immediately into the H-bomb and got the win. This was awesome. I say that every single week about Ilya Dragunov's matches. If there's ever been a professional wrestler who was made for me in today's day and age, this is the guy. I love watching him. It's like you're watching somebody fight in the context of pro wrestling. I would love to get Bret Hart's thoughts on Ilya Dragunov's work style. Maybe Brian and I could interview him one day. That would be great. If so, I'll remember to ask him what he thinks about Ilya Dragunov beating the crap out of guys every week. But I love it. We then had a backstage segment where Alexa thanks Charlotte for coming to her aid on Monday during a beatdown at the hands of the Kabuki Warriors. Nia Jax and Last Legend. She also used this to lure Charlotte to a dressing room then, where Rhea and Io Sky awaited, so that Rhea and Charlotte could then have a conversation and squash their beef, which we will get to later on. Ahead of Bronson Reed taking on Carmelo Hayes, Nick Aldis was backstage talking to Jackie Redmond before he approached the Vision. He kind of threatened Paul Heyman, reminded them that they're not even supposed to be on this show. The only reason Bronson Reed is there is because he has a match tonight. This is SmackDown. This is not War Games. And this is his show to run. So we had Reed take on Carmelo Hayes. This match, I thought this match was damn good. Even with the screw job finish that they had. But Reed beat up Hayes as you'd expect, with the Vision getting involved, cheap and dirty tactics. Logan Paul distracted the ref, and Bron Breakker was going to spear Hayes through the boards, but the Usos cut him off with a super kick. They brawled with Logan Paul into the crowd, and as the ref was tending to Paul Heyman, Cody Rhodes made his triumphant return, made a miraculous recovery. This man is a fighter, so he recovers quicker than normal humans. He ran down through the crowd, posted Bronson Reed, hit him with a crossroads, and Carmelo Hayes, don't miss. He got the count out win, and he advances in the Last Time Is Now tournament, where tonight, I predict Gunther will end his run and kill this guy on his way to facing John Cena in middle of December. Then we had Cody cut a great promo, probably the best promo I've seen him cut in months. He was fired up, said War Games is his birthright. The relationship between Heyman and Rhodes is that Heyman builds him and he will beat him. Cody was awesome here in this segment. Sami Zayn's team then did a traditional Survivor Series backstage interview ahead of their traditional Survivor Series style matchup against the MFTs this week on SmackDown. Fraxium took on DIY in an all-action match. Too much to recap. Just know that it was awesome if you're into seeing a lot of moves, seeing guys get laid out with spectacular spots, exactly what you'd expect from these two teams, with the added finish of Candice LeRae ripping off the mask of Axiom. I don't know why. He's from Spain. It's not like he should have some, you know, like mystical tie to this mask of his, but Candice LeRae pulled his mask off and DIY got the pin. There was a pre-produced smoky backstage face-to-face with Charlotte and Rhea. Rhea said if someone asked her who she'd want to stand next to and go to war with, she'd say Charlotte Flair. Charlotte stood up and said, in the most snobby way possible, yes, you can. And then they shook hands. John Cena talked about freestyle rapping. Finn Balor then took on Penta in the Last Time Is Now tournament. Another awesome match. When you go back and look at this show, all of the action was phenomenal. This Balor versus Penta match, Fraxium versus DIY was great. Bronson Reed against Carmelo Hayes, JD McDonagh against Ilya Dragunov, which was probably the best thing on this show. But that may really just depend on what style of wrestling you enjoy. I, of course, like seeing guys look like they're about to kill each other in the ring with punches and strikes and throws. So, but of course, this Finn Balor versus Penta match was awesome, as you'd expect, in the Last Time Is Now tournament. Penta won kind of out of nowhere after he hit a Mexican destroyer. My guess is they were strapped for time at the end of the match, but what we saw before that was awesome, even if it, I feel like they were rushed. Regardless, I know that they've been feuding and battling and tags three ways over the past few months, but I wish we could have seen more of these two here tonight. Maybe we'll get more of them in the future. Penta takes on Solo Sikoa tonight, and without looking at the brackets, that one to me, that's a toss-up. Could go either way. I'll go with Penta. And the last segment of the evening there was a war game segment for the upcoming women's match where the babyfaces were going to announce their fifth member. So this segment itself was 8 minutes long. Four of it was entrances. And then I'd say maybe 2 minutes of it was Rhea Ripley talking about how awesome Io Sky is while hugging Io Sky, talking about how happy she is to fight alongside Alexa and Charlotte as Alexa and Charlotte were embracing. And then they announced the fifth member of the team. And that, of course, was pretty much who everybody expected, especially after her reappearance last Monday night in Madison Square Garden as she took out or caused a distraction. And then Becky Lynch lost to Maxine Dupree. But the fifth member of the Women's War Games team on the babyface side, AJ Lee, who pranced down to the ring, and as she did so, was blindsided by the woman she cost the Intercontinental title on Monday. That was Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch, the Kabuki Warriors, Nia and Lash beat down all of the baby faces in the ring. And the show ended, thanks to Paul Levesque and Lee Fitting, with Becky shaking hands with Asuka and the rest of the heel team. We will get into the big show of the weekend, the AEW Full Gear pay-per-view presented by DC, in the next segment after the break.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, come on! What's up, sickos? This segment's going to be for you as we are going to get into the AEW Full Gear Report. Full Gear presented by DC Comics. Big fan of DC Comics, if you ask me, although they could never touch the best lineup of comic books of all time, and that is the mid-90s Image comic series, Savage Dragon, Young Bloods, and of course Spawn, all coming from that time period. The Max, I believe, too. For my money, that was the best time in comic book history. But hey, a pretty good time now for DC to be presenting this AEW Full Gear show, because they got about four plus, probably closer to five plus hours worth of whatever it would be. I don't know. They got their money's worth out of promoting this show, that's for sure. We opened up with the Scott. Hey, I got somebody saying Image Comics sucked in the chat here, the YouTube chat. You know what? You suck. How about that? Anyways, Rob Layfield would be disgusted with what he sees in this chat. Image for life. Anyways, Sky Team, speaking of superheroes, Sky Team, which consists of Mascara Dorada, Neon, and Mystico, took on Okada, Takeshita, and Hechicero for the CMLL, let me get this right, CMLL Trios titles. This one began during the Tailgate Brawl once again. I think this is the second pay-per-view in a row where they've done this. I don't think they should do it every time. Maybe, you know, skip one in between. But for the second month in a row, we had Sky Team kind of winning this match as it bled over into the pay-per-view. Okada and Takeshita did a bunch of spots where they didn't get along. Okada hit an inadvertent Rainmaker on Takeshita. Mystico did the La Mystica, and Hechicero tapped out to the Fujiwara armbar portion of the La Mystica. So Sky Team retained the CMLL Trios titles. Good to see, as I look in the chat once again, some people backing me up here. Big fans of Image Comics. But hey, we'll get back to the Batman-styled action, I guess, as a man who resembles many villains and heroes in DC Comics lore, Darby Allin, took on a man who is certainly a villain, and that is Pac. This was supposed to be under professional wrestling rules, which I guess it was. However, one man violated the rules, which we will get to at the finish. Pac gorilla pressed Darby to the floor from the apron at one point. He then pulled off the bandages, which adorned Darby's body after being gorilla pressed off a stage through burning tables at the Blood and Guts show a couple weeks ago. He actually, I questioned whether I should say this, but I don't know the correct term. He either Native American rubbed him or Indian burned him. I don't want to say, I don't want to offend anyone, but Darby has second degree burns and Pac rubbed them, much to the dismay of the crowd. Darby locked on the Scorpion Deathlock at one point. Yuta ran down. The ref was distracted. So was Darby. And Pac laid Darby out with his mentor Sting's very own baseball bat. And then got the win. Mina and Tony took on Megan Bain, Maria Shafir, and the Sisters of Sin. And Willow and Harley, the Babes of Wrath. In a match where the winning team would get to choose the stipulation for their next match in the AEW Women's World Tag Team Title Tournament. So it had a whole lot going on. Supposed to be two people in the ring at a time, but there was people in and out sometimes for no reason, which kind of confused me. It was more like a CMLL match where people are just in and out. Sometimes they come in and get beat up. Sometimes they come in, somebody else gets hit, and they just powder. Megan F5 Mina into the mother's milk of Shafir, but Tony this time was able to free her muse from the submission. And then Willow hit a cannonball. Mina dove onto a pile of women on the floor. In the ring, Harley and Tony traded pinfall attempts until Harley was locked in a small package by Tony and picked up the win. Per the stipulation, the Timeless Love Bombs will, of course, get to choose what goes on in their next round tournament matchup, which is against Megan Bain and Marina Shafir. We had a match for the AEW Tag Team Championships, the Men's Tag Team Championships. This was FTR taking on Brodito. This match was fantastic. Each team broke out all their big moves. Brody got hit with a spike pile driver on the apron. FTR hit a spike pile driver on Bandido, but only got a two count. The other sickos, some of them listening right now, some of them were only in the crowd that night, were losing their minds at the action between these two teams, if they had minds to begin with. FTR hit the Shatter Machine, and they won the match to become the AEW Tag Team Champions for the third time. This may have been the best match on the show, although, once again, I think it depends what you enjoy. I liked almost all the wrestling I saw on this show. Ricochet is your newly minted AEW national champion, the first one in history, the inaugural, as he won the title by hitting the spirit gun on Kevin Knight and pinning him. Story of the match was kind of like Ricochet getting beaten up by the entire field. After winning the qualifying matches this past week on Dynamite, Shelton Benjamin and Bobby Lashley were number one and number two, and they wrestled each other before Ricochet came out, and he distracted them long enough that the Gates of Agony attacked from behind and kind of took them out for the remainder of the match. But then all the Death Riders came in, and they beat up Ricochet. We had members of the Conglomeration. We had Jet Speed in there filling out the remainder of the field. And like I said, Ricochet gets the pin after the spirit gun and walks away. Your new national champion, where he has vowed, or I guess Tony Khan has vowed, that he will defend that title in AEW, CMLL, New Japan, across the globe, maybe in Rev Pro, maybe in the Independence, who knows? Maybe it'll be on planet Neptune. We'll find out. Probably just AEW. We then had Mox take on Kyle O'Reilly. Another match right up my alley, built around deliberate submissions, brutal strikes. This was like an MMA fight where they included a couple objects, a fork and a chain, throughout the match. After failing to match O'Reilly with submissions and strikes early on, Mox went to the floor. Marina gave him a fork. He came in, sliced up O'Reilly's forehead, back, even twisted his nipple. Gave him a titty twister with the fork. O'Reilly fought back. He was able to get a chain from under the ring, brought it into play, but he and Mox both ended up guillotine choking each other with the chain. before a suplex led to both of them doubling down. Mox tried to choke O'Reilly with an STF with the chain, but O'Reilly stabbed Mox in the hand with the fork. Mox came back in with a chair, pilmanized O'Reilly's left arm, which I believe is damaged from nerve damage in his neck anyways. Then Mox tried to finish him off, but O'Reilly swept him with a donkey guard sweep right out of Jeff Glover's playbook, went into the ankle lock, sat down on it, wrapped Moxley's ankle with the chain, and with the ropes far away, he was forced once again to submit to Kyle O'Reilly. Seemed to show a little respect after the match, but instead went back and beat him down. We then had Kyle Fletcher defend the AEW TNT title against Mark Briscoe. Sorry, the TNT title. This was no DQ. Last match was slow-paced, hardcore match. This was no DQ, usual plunder, theatrics built around big bumps, wild shots from foreign objects. They used ladders, chairs, tables, thumbtacks. Briscoe took a flip bump through a table off the top rope to the floor. At one point, Fletcher grabbed the screwdriver from Don Callis and was able to stab Briscoe with it repeatedly. He did this multiple times throughout the match. He actually put it through the turnbuckle and tried to brain buster Briscoe on top of it, but Briscoe fought out. He got stabbed a few more times. Briscoe was able to fight on, countered a brain buster on the ropes with a razor's edge through a barbed wire table and then a J driller on top of thumbtacks and got the win. There was also a crazy top rung of a ladder elbow drop from like 20 feet up that Briscoe did to put Fletcher through a table at one point. And this was wild. And Mark Briscoe walks away one of them boys as the new TNT champion. Kenny Omega and the Jurassic Express took on the Young Bucks and Josh Alexander. Heels got the heat on Jack Perry. Eventually, he got a hot tag. All the action broke down, and it led to Omega hitting Alexander with a one-winged angel on the floor, which took out both of them. Inside the ring, the Bucks caught Jack Perry with a BTE trigger, and they won this match, what was for $1 million for their team. Now, this match was awesome, but it was really a setup for the post-match, and that was the Bucks and Callis being given bags of money, and Don Callis basically saying, hey, the Bucks are in the Callis family. They all go to leave. The rest of the Callis family beats down Omega until the Bucks ran back, cleared the ring, and then shook hands with Jurassic Express, hugged Kenny Omega, and it looks like the Elite has been reunited. We then had Mercedes Moné challenge Chris Statlander for the AEW Women's Championship. This would be her 14th title. I think when I look back, this may have been my favorite match on the show. It was a rare wrestling match, one with a wrestling move, a throw, no outside interference, no BS, which really seems like a rarity, and to me, is a more than welcomed occasion in today's world of wrestling. I would love to see more clean finishes. It seems like every single show, hey, go ahead and watch Raw tonight. I bet you there'll be a run-in finish. Watch SmackDown on Friday. There'll be some run-in finishes. Hey, if you watch TNA, their championship might change hands on a run-in screwjob finish. NXT, I'm sure it'll happen. It happens across every single promotion, but we didn't get it here in this AEW women's title match. Instead, what we got was awesome in-ring action, which eventually led to Chris Statlander countering Mercedes Moné multiple times, getting out of the statement maker and catching her off guard, coming off the ropes, locked her up into position and delivered the Saturday Night Fever modified pile driver and got the three count. There was one more match on this show. That, of course, was the main event between Samoa Joe and Hangman Adam Page in a steel cage for the AEW World title. And we will get to that after the break.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live for the final segment of the show, presented in my image, the Top Cow production in Highbrow Entertainment, Wrestling Observer Live. We had the main event of AEW Full Gear presented by DC Comics for the world title in a steel cage. Samoa Joe taking on Hangman Adam Page, both men bleeding early. The ops ran down, more notably Shibata. He grabbed the AEW title, started scaling the cage until Eddie Kingston ran down, fought him to the back. Paul Turner got squished. Referee Paul Turner got squished in the confusion. Hangman hit a dead eye for a visual seven count. Hobbs, in his powerhouse ways, walked to the ring, ripped the chain off the cage with his bare hands, got low blowed by Page. Samoa Joe locked on the Coquina clutch. Hangman ran him headfirst into the buckle, hit a buckshot lariat. Paul Turner was still down. Hook ran down. He grabbed the AEW title. And against what we thought was in his constitution. He turned on the Hangman. He leveled him with the AEW title, took off his jacket, revealed an op shirt. Joe quickly hit the Hangman with a muscle buster on the title and pinned him to become the new AEW world champion. They all celebrated until we had a big return. Whose house was it? It was Swerve Strickland's house as he ran down, cleared the ring of the ops in their dojo, and he and a bloodied and disheveled Hangman stood tall at the end of the show, much like I am standing here tall as this show ends, also bloodied, also disheveled, but like the Hangman and Swerve, we will be back tomorrow to do more work. Wrestling Observer Live!